Ever walked into a room where everyone's line dancing and felt that pang of, I wish I could do that?
Well, today's your lucky day because we are diving headfirst into the world of line dancing.
Yeah, we're going to break down 8 essential steps that'll have you out there boot scooting with the best of them.
Okay, I am so ready for this. Where do we start? What's step 1 on our path to line dancing glory?
Let's kick things off with a move so iconic, it's practically synonymous with line dancing. The grapevine.
The grapevine. It just sounds so lively.
It is. And it's more than just a fancy name. This step is fundamental because it lets you move side to side while holding your place in the line, crucial when the dance floor gets crowded.
Right. Makes total sense. So how do we master this essential move? Picture this. You're stepping to the side with your right foot, then crossing your left foot behind your right, then another side step to the right with your right foot, and finally, close your left foot next to your right.
Okay, so it's like a little sidestep, cross behind, sidestep, and close. It already feels like it's getting into my muscle memory.
You're a natural. And the best part, once you've got the grapevine down, you'll spot it everywhere. Remember the electric slide? Wedding reception staple?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the grapevine in action.
No way. I had no idea. I already knew a piece of line dancing history. This is way more fun than I expected. All right, what's next on our line dancing boot camp agenda?
Let's talk about the shuffle step. This one's all about quick footwork and moving across the dance floor. It's what gives those high-energy dances their zip.
I'm all about adding a little pep to my step. Lay it on me. How do we shuffle it up?
Imagine you're taking a small step forward with your right foot, then bringing your left foot up to meet it. Next, take another small step forward with your right foot and repeat the whole sequence on the other side.
So it's like step together, step.
You got it. And here's a pro tip. When you're first starting out, don't be afraid to practice slowly. Really focus on getting the footwork down before you crank up the music and let loose.
Makes sense. Practice makes perfect, or at least it makes for a much smoother first attempt on the dance floor. Speaking of which, any dances we should be picturing while we're mastering the shuffle step?
Oh, absolutely. Picture yourself two-stacking across the floor to the boot scootin' boogie. That one's practically made for the shuffle step.
Love it. All right, we've grooved to the side, we've shuffled forward. What other moves do we need in our line dancing arsenal?
Now, for those times when you need to change directions gracefully, you'll want the pivot turn in your arsenal.
Ooh, a pivot turn.
Yeah.
That sounds sophisticated and maybe a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Promise me it's not as tricky as it sounds.
I promise it's easier than it sounds.
Yeah.
It's all about using the ball of your foot as a pivot point.
Okay.
Let's say you're stepping forward with your right foot.
Right.
You'll then keep your weight on the ball of your left foot and turn 180 degrees to face the opposite direction.
Okay.
Finally, you just shift your weight on your right foot to complete the turn.
Okay. So it's like stepping forward and then just doing a smooth half turn on one foot.
Precisely.
Gotcha.
And here's a little tip for all you visual learners out there. Imagine you're drawing a straight line on the floor with your stepping foot, then simply pivoting on the other foot to face the other way.
Oh, that's a great visualization. I can practically feel my brain making those neural connections. So any famous line dances where we'd see this move in action?
Oh, tons. Think of the Cupid Shuffle.
Okay.
It's all about those smooth transitions and changes in direction, making it perfect for practicing your pivot turns.
All right, I'm adding the Cupid Shuffle to my must-learn list.
Oh. Okay,
what's next? Hit me with another move.
Get ready to box it out with a jazz box.
Jazz box. I'm intrigued and maybe feeling a little fancy. This sounds familiar, but I'm picturing something a little more, well, jazzy.
Yeah.
Am I on the right track?
You are. The jazz box, also known as the jazz square, actually has its roots in, you guessed it, jazz dance, but it's become a staple in line dancing too.
Love a good crossover episode. What makes the jazz box unique?
It's all about a specific four-step pattern that creates a box shape with your feet.
Okay.
You step forward with your right foot.
Right.
Cross your left foot over your right.
Gotcha.
Step back with your right foot and then step to the side with your left foot.
Oh, I see it now. Forward, cross, back, and side. It's like we're tracing a square on the dance floor.
You got it. And just like our previous steps, the jazz box makes appearances in countless line dances.
Yeah.
Think of the cha-cha slide, the electric slide. You'll find those jazzy footsteps adding a little flair.
It's like the gift that keeps on giving. Okay, we're on a roll learning these steps. What's next?
Get ready for a taste of country because we're moving on to the heel dig.
Ooh, the heel dig. This one just sounds fun to say and even more fun to do, I bet.
You bet. It's all about that little extra bit of attitude.
Okay, I'm already tapping my boots. This one sounds pretty self-explanatory.
It is. Basically, you're stepping forward with your right foot and then just tapping your left heel forward, keeping your right foot in place.
Okay.
Then you simply bring your left foot back and repeat the heel tap with your right foot.
So it's like punctuating the dance with a little tap-tap. Simple but effective.
Mm-hmm.
Where would we typically see the heel dig strutting its stuff?
You'll see a lot in country line dances. Think classics like the Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about that rustic charm.
I love it. All right, what's next on our line dancing hip parade? We've got four down and four to go.
Let's talk about a move that's all about that smooth, rhythmic back and forth motion. The rock step.
The rock step. I can practically hear the music already. Tell me everything.
It's all in the name.
Okay.
Imagine you're stepping forward with your right foot and then shifting your weight back to your left foot.
Okay.
Then you just repeat on the other side, stepping forward with your left foot and rocking back onto your right.
So simple, yet so effective. Where would we typically see the rock step incorporated?
It often pops up in those slower, more traditional line dances, and it's often combined with other steps to create more intricate sequences.
It's like the foundation for some serious line dancing creativity. And speaking of creativity, I've noticed that we've been focusing a lot on the feet, which makes sense since it is called line dancing. But what about the rest of the body? Are there any tips for looking and feeling more confident once we've got the footwork down?
That's a great question. And you're right, line dancing isn't just about the feet. It's a full body experience. One of the most common mistakes I see beginners making is getting to engage their core.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't even thought about that.
It's easy to get caught up in the steps.
Yeah.
But remember that your core is your center of gravity.
Right.
Engaging your core muscles helps you maintain balance, move more fluidly, and just generally look more confident on the dance floor.
It's like the difference between walking and well strutting. Good posture and core engagement can make any movement look more polished.
Precisely. Yeah. And while we're talking about common pitfalls, another big one is trying to keep up with the music right away.
Oh, yeah.
And that's tempting.
Yeah.
It's like trying to run a marathon before you can walk.
Right.
Slow things down, focus on the technique, and gradually increase your speed as you become more comfortable with the steps.
That makes total sense. It's like anything else. You've got to master the basics before you can really let loose and improvise. Okay, back to our eight essential moves. What have we got left to learn? Okay, we're back and ready to tackle these last three essential line dance steps. I'm feeling energized and ready to put my newfound core engagement skills to the test.
Excellent. Remember, good posture and a strong core make all the difference.
Yeah.
It's like having a secret weapon on the dance floor.
Right.
Now, where were we? Ah, yes. Step number six. Get ready to glide because we're onto the coaster step.
Coaster step. I'm picturing something smooth and effortless. Am I on the right track?
You are. It's a three-step move that's all about that back-together forward flow.
Yeah.
You start by stepping back with your right foot, then bring your left foot back to meet your right foot, and finally step forward with your right foot.
Back-together forward. I like it. It's like a little dance for your feet. Where would we typically encounter this move in the wild world of line dancing?
You'll often find it in country line dances. Think of those boot scootin' classics. It's a great way to add a little pep in your step and keep things interesting.
Love it. Okay, two more to go. What's next on our list?
Let's talk about a move that's all about coordination. The weave.
It's weave. Okay.
Yeah, think of it like the grapevine's more intricate, fancier cousin.
Okay. I'm always down for an upgrade. How do we take our grapevine game to the next level?
The weave involves a bit more footwork coordination. You start by stepping to the right with your right foot, just like the grapevine. But then instead of crossing behind you, cross your left foot over your right foot, then step right again with your right foot and finish by crossing your left foot behind your right.
Oh, I see. So we're weaving our left foot back and forth as we step to the side. It's like we're creating a little dance pattern within the dance itself.
Exactly. It's all about that weaving motion. And just like the grapevine, you'll find the weave popping up in a variety of line dances. Ever heard of the watermelon crawl?
Who hasn't? It's a classic.
Well, get ready to weave because that one's got your name all over it.
All right. I am ready to crawl. And with that, we've officially reached the end of our line dancing boot camp. We learned eight essential steps that are going to have us all looking like pros on the dance floor.
Well, maybe not pros just yet, but you'll definitely be ready to hit the dance floor with confidence.
Right. That's the goal. Right. And you know what else I'm realizing? These moves aren't just for line dancing.
Absolutely. You'll find them popping up in all kinds of social dancing.
So think about that wedding reception or party you might have coming up. Instead of watching from the sidelines, we'll be out there confidently rocking those moves.
Now, here's something to think about. Notice how many of these steps rely on shifting your weight. That's key to smooth transitions and staying in sync with the music. It's not just about the steps themselves, but how you move between them.
That is such a good point. All right, you heard it here first. Time to grab your dancing shoes, find a tutorial for one of those dances we mentioned, and put your newfound knowledge to the test. You've got this. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time for more fun and insightful adventures and learning new things.